The poem Amigos, which I've submitted, the genesis of Amigos came out of a poetry workshop in which we all have been discussing how you write in an empire and thinking about the United States in its proper place, in its proper identity as empire, and how we write in that. And people had been bringing in work that was political and dealing with that, and they were sort of torn apart by the class in a way. I think people were ready to sort of generally discuss living in an empire and what poets should be doing, if there is something the poets should be doing. But when the work came out, there was a strange reaction to it. And so I came home and wrote a diatribe. It was a long letter, and I just sort of raged on about the fact that these horrible things were happening in other countries, and I was reading Lowell's sonnets, and I was thinking also about the neighborhood that I had grown up in. It was a low middle class blue collar neighborhood, a lot of race issues. There were skinheads and there were biker gangs, and these issues actually show up in the poem Lentz District as well. But I felt so far away from where I had come from. I was now in Austin, Texas, and I had a fellowship, and I didn't have to work, and I could talk about, you know, line breaks, and was that futile? And so I wrote this long letter about it, and then slowly the letter got smaller and changed into a poem, which was called, I'm trying to remember, it was called, like, I think, The American Candy Shop or something really awful like that. And then I did redrafts and redrafts, and it eventually became Amigos. And all in all, whether this show's in Amigos or not, that poem and that genesis went through, I think, 40 different drafts. 40 different important drafts, at any rate. So that is the genesis of Amigos.